This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Denton, what do you got?
All right, so as you mentioned at the beginning of the show, and this happened about an hour or so after we got off the air yesterday, which is my biggest pet peeve in doing this job, but that aside, Jamin Davis released by the Commanders yesterday. Now, I need you to do me a favor, because there are rumors circulating on the internet. The Jamin Davis has gone on a massive blocking spree of any and all Commanders fans. I had to check. I got blocked by Jamin Davis. I don't know what I did. I mean, I might have called him Ron Rivera's biggest failed experiment yesterday. But aside from that, I don't know what I did to deserve being blocked by Jamin Davis. Are you blocked by Jamin Davis?
What's Jamin Davis's Twitter?
I believe it's Jamin Davis 25, which is a backwards way of his current number.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's...
Well, I don't follow him. I don't think I follow many players. I think I do follow Jaden Daniels. I think I do.
I follow Jaden Daniels on Instagram. I did not follow Jamin Davis, but I saw that
he's blocking people. I don't follow Jamin Davis, and it just says, it says that I am locked out. It says only approved followers can see Jamin Davis's posts.
So you made the cut.
I can't see any of his posts.
He's on private, so you made the cut. You didn't get blocked.
I'll hit follow. Since I don't follow him and see what happens, it says pending. So he's got to approve me.
He's got to approve you. He probably won't. He probably will see you attempt to follow him and then proceed to block you. Okay. But he blocked a lot of Commanders fans. I was bummed.
Okay. Well, I mean, this is part and parcel to a lot of, you know, young people these days, overly sensitive to criticism. And you know, you got to be a big boy, especially when you're an NFL player. This is a career. This is a profession. You've got to approach it that way. You've got to be accountable. You've got to be responsible. You got to be good. And the money you make is pretty damn good when you're a good player. And sometimes you earn it even before you've proved it. But what comes with the territory, unfortunately, for anybody in that position is... you got a lot of fans of the team that, if you don't play well, are going to be on you. Just be glad you're not in Philly, that you weren't a Philadelphia Eagle for the last several years. I wish him the best. He's a young person. He's had some off-the-field issues, obviously. He didn't play well. You know, you go back to that draft, and everybody was surprised that that's who they took in that draft. Everybody. You know, Owusu Koramoah was the guy, right? That's the guy we were all talking about in terms of that particular draft. But there were some health issues with him, correct? I think that's what it was.
It was like a heart issue, I think.
What was that?
I think it was a heart-related issue, if I remember correctly.
Like
so, like, it was a reasonable fear to not take him. But taking an outside linebacker that you plan to move to inside linebacker that early and reaching for him that early because you saw something that no one else did after you'd missed a bunch already and then doing that in 2021. Like, he was trying to find the next Luke Kuechly in an era of the NFL where Luke Kuechly, while great, doesn't really fit with the way that you attempt to stop offenses.
I think Owusu Koramoah wasn't somebody that was on their board because of that. I think that I can tell you that Scott Turner loved two receivers in the draft, one of which... you know, I think he really pined for with that first pick, and that was Elijah Moore, the Ole Miss receiver. And I think he also really liked De'Ami Brown, not in the first round, but when they took him. And that draft was one in which you could really have used a left tackle. You know, if you and Christian Darrisaw was there and went a few picks later. Who were the wide receivers in that draft? That was Ja'Marr Chase, right?
Yeah, 2021 was the Ja'Marr Chase year, which you had no shot of getting him.
Devontae.
But the Darrisaw one is the one that really hurts because he's now signed up long-term in Minnesota.
The wide receivers were Chase, followed by Waddle, followed by Devontae Smith, followed by Kadarius Toney, who went with the pick after Jamin Davis to the Giants.
That one was fine that we missed him.
And remember, the Giants had traded back because they traded with Chicago. Chicago moved up to 11 to take Justin Fields. And then Bateman went in at 27, and then Elijah Moore went at 34, the second pick in the second round. Yeah, the players that have really played well from that draft, Darisaw, Najee Harris, Bateman's really starting to come into his own, Owe in Baltimore, Rousseau has played fairly well. Yeah. All right. Well, they didn't draft well. I think we've known that for a while. And Coach Ron did not leave the cupboard filled with a bunch of players that he would then, you know, be thanked for down the road, as he suggested last August to Keim. Boy, that's one of those you just got to regret. And I guarantee you, he knew it when he said it. He was wishing everything into existence last year. He was wishing on Sam Howell. He was wishing on Eric Bieniemy. He was wishing on, you know, Jamin Davis. Probably was wishing more on Jahan Dotson than we knew at the time. You know, wishing on Chase Young. You know, there was a lot of just, please, just give me one of these guys. And I'm sure he was really hoping it would be Sam Howell. But he wasn't confident in any of it.
And somehow he missed on all of them. Every single thing that you just said he wished for was a miss.
The wishing is a description of this wasn't something that he went into feeling confident about. Nobody did.
Right.
Nobody felt confident really about Bieniemy. I know most of you didn't understand it at the time, but nobody in the league wanted him. So they were hoping that somehow it would work out. And they were not even going to start Sam Howell in a meaningless game at the end of 2022. And they did, and he was average in the game, but the fans went nuts. And so they decided they'd name him starter for 2023 almost immediately after that meaningless game. They didn't believe that he was the next coming. They were hopeful that he could play well and prove that, you know, he was certainly better than what they had.
Remember that we all focus on the comment about he wanted his Super Bowl ring. Remember after that game, I think he also told Keim in that same interview that after that Dallas game, he was driving home and had this realization that, oh my God, Sam Howell's actually a good quarterback. After seeing him the entire season of practice and not wanting to play him, it was one game that thought, oh, he could be the savior of the franchise.
God, that's an odd game in our discussions as fans when we're hanging around talking about some of the moments with the franchise. I just still do not understand why people were so convinced after a game against the Cowboys in which they looked disinterested once the Eagles took a big lead on the Giants. And, you know, by the way, the game started basically with a pick six, didn't it? Didn't Kendall Fuller pick off? He almost had two pick sixes. And what was I'm pulling up his stats right now because it was not like a super impressive. It was an okay game.
He
wasn't terrible.
I think he's 11 and 19, 191 yards.
He completed 11 passes, and he got sacked three times on 19 dropbacks. That's not a good sack percentage. That would play out, you know, last year. I still, by the way, let me just say, I still think Sam Howell is talented enough to be a backup in the league for a long time, you know, and an occasional starter if your starter goes down. Like, I think much more highly of him and his abilities than I do Taylor Heinicke. Like, Heinicke's just a gamer, tough guy, smart as hell, great teammate, the whole thing. But Howell's got more talent. He's got a lot more arm talent.
Your DMs are about to get flooded.
I don't care. What else do you have in news?
How about the Caps last night? They got a big win, 4-1 over the Philadelphia Flyers. They're going to play them again, so a home-and-home on back-to-back days. This one will be at Cap One Arena, but the Caps are now 4-1 on the season.
One.
Great start for them.
Yeah, after losing that opener to the... Who did they play in the opener? Sorry. They lost their opener, and they've won four straight games.
Yeah, they lost to Josh Harris's Devils.
Oh, right, to the Devils. And yesterday was a day, and I didn't know this until early this morning and just kind of getting caught up on the night and the previous day of sports. Every single NHL team played yesterday. They call it some sort of NHL frenzy day. Everybody played. Did you know that?
I was aware that they had those on their schedule. I was not aware that yesterday was one, but that makes sense because the Caps started at like 6.
Right.
They need to do a better job promoting that.
Yeah, Alex Ovechkin with one goal in the first 5 games of the year, but like you said, they're off to a 4-1 start. Excellent start for them. The Rangers, in their division, the Rangers are off to an excellent start as well. They're 5-0 on the season with one overtime loss.
They're pretty good.
Yeah. Ovechkin with one goal so far. So the chase for Gretzky in 2024-2025, not off to a blazing start, but I think it's 42 goals he needs, right? I think it's 42.
41 now. I think it took a lot longer last year for him to get his first goal. Like it was
there was that long stretch.
It was
right?
a really yeah. sluggish start.
And then he went nuts for
year.
Like 3 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, he's awesome after that. I'm not a NASCAR guy. I can't imagine that you are a massive NASCAR guy either. However, I do think it's cool. Frankie Muniz, the actor, just got a full-time spot in NASCAR's trucks. I guess that's a truck racing thing that they do there. I liked Frankie Muniz in Agent Cody Banks when I was like 9 years old, so I'm happy for him.
I just pulled up his I wouldn't have known him by name.
He's in Malcolm in the Middle,
I recognize him now that I pulled him up, but what's he doing? Is he driving a race car?
Yeah, he's a race car driver, so
really?
he gave up acting. I don't know if he's acted in years, and he's been able to make it in racing, which is pretty cool.
Okay, then. Good luck to him. I'm not a NASCAR guy, as you know.
Yeah, me neither. I have been told it's great.
I'm not a Frankie Muniz guy either, but I recognize him. I do recognize him. I couldn't have told you one show that he was in. Sounds like he was in a lot of kids' shows for you when you were a kid.
Your kids never watched Agent Cody Banks or Big Fat Liar?
I'm sure they did.
Dr. Doolittle?
But I wouldn't have known. I didn't sit and watch these shows with them. I do remember SpongeBob. That was a good show. That was actually, I think, funnier for adults than it was.
It was
for
much
kids.
Funnier for adults because you see clips of. I see clips of SpongeBob now, and I was like, "How is this on television for me at 8 years old?"
All right. Anything else?
I want to cycle back to the Commanders real quick because there's this interesting story. I believe this is published on ESPN, but it's an interesting story revolving around the Dallas Cowboys and kind of the. Shall we say madness that is around there? But there's two quotes from Commanders players. Do you want them now or do you want me to break and then we can get to this after? Because I think it really boosts up what the Commanders have going on in terms of their facilities and in their building.
We can do it any way you want to do it.
I think we should do it after the break because I think you'll really enjoy some of the comments that Dorrance Armstrong and Dante Fowler Jr. made because it is a very big 180 for how a lot of us have felt about certain elements of this team for a long, long time.
Let's do that next. Cowboy talk, but from a Commander's perspective. Or maybe Commander's talk from a Cowboy perspective. Not really sure because I don't know what Denton's going to tell me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We'll stay tuned and we'll hear it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.